Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday. Oh, Friday, hey, the week has flown by, hasn't it? And that can only be a good thing, because the quicker the weeks fly by, the quicker we get to the end of the week, the quicker we get to the next one, and so on. And then, of course, it will all be over and we'll be back to normal. It will be there. It's a light at the end of the tunnel. Fear not, my friends. We will get there eventually, so have faith. Now, what a podcast we've got coming your way. And it begins, oh, would you believe it, with my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. Because on last night's show, we had one of my favourite comedians in the world on. Ricky Gervais came onto the sports bar. Can you believe it? This is me and Wiki, as of course I would be calling him, in last night's show. And fear not, because there will be a bit more of Rick later on in the podcast.
The only restriction is your imagination. You can do anything. You can do and say anything. You can create anything. I'm plagued with realism. I like real things. So I like everyday things. I like making the ordinary extraordinary. And I like, naturalistic acting. So there are my restrictions on things. But apart from that, anything that could happen in real life can happen in this. But I don't sit at a desk with a computer and write episode one and then do that to the end. I'm usually, what you've got to realize is, right, for a writer who also directs and is in it and does everything, and I'm doing three projects at once, if you think that, if you can call this work, and you can say I vaguely work 5 hours a day, 4.5 hours of that is admin. Just doing stuff, just answering emails. Just when you're starting a new project, you're finishing the whole one. Or you're doing deals for it to go to DVD or whatever. You're doing, you know, saying yes to quiz show machine things. But it's admin, right? Because I want to be in control and do it all myself. So you've got to remember that. So usually the times I get for that, apart from now, is on a transatlantic flight or going for a run. And often that's when I do stuff, or listening to music, you know, with a glass of wine. Even though I'm watching something, once your brain relaxes, you start getting ideas. That's it. Because you can't make yourself have an idea. All you can do is make it a nice trap for ideas. Make everything open. Open your mind, relax, and then they come.
There you go, Ricky Gervais. And as I mentioned, you'll hear more from Ricky a bit later on in this podcast. Now, Jamie O'Hara told The Breakfast Show that the Arsenal players breaching lockdown are immature and they need to realise they're not above the rules. Hear, hear, Jamie. They are, as I would call them, absolute morons.
Just stupid, isn't it? You can see they're under so much scrutiny at the minute, footballers, and they're under so much. Everyone's looking for a story because there is no sort of content and no stories around. So anything that they put up, I mean, why would you put it on Instagram that you're training together or, you know, and going over the park and playing with your mates? It's really, really immature from them, and people are still dying. These guys have got beautiful homes. They're on a lot of money. Like, train at home. You know, you don't need to train with your mate in a park across in the field. You know, you don't need to. Yeah. You're not in an apartment. I guarantee these boys are not in an apartment with a balcony. You know, these have got big gardens, nice bit of land. Stay at home. Stay safe. Keep, you know, that's the whole point of this, is to, you know, keep the pressure off the NHS. And that's just, it's just flouting the rules, and it's just immature from them.
And this is the former Cardiff and Sheffield United boss, Neil Warnock, agreeing with O'Hara about the Gunners players.
I mean, they've got to be responsible, haven't they, now? I mean, it was already a few weeks ago there was something like that. You know, the Tottenham lads in the park, weren't they? So you'd have thought everybody would have learnt by now. You know, it's not... We're talking life or death here for people. You know, I don't think people, you know, really... Even where we are down here in Cornwall, you know, we've got a couple, a middle-aged couple who've got it not far from us, and it's, you know, that they've got it from the NHS, you know, which works at the hospital. Yeah. So it's everywhere, and you've just got to be so careful.
Now, this is Burnley's James Tarkowski, and he really enjoys the solid partnership him and me have created. Not me, Ben me. Anyway, he's talking about the partnership between him and me. I've done it already. This is on White and Sawyer, and Glenn J, as his street name would be.
Nice to keep on top of ourselves fitness-wise and get ourselves out on the pitch every week. And to put that sort of string of games together without missing any minutes, it sort of helps our partnership, because the more games you play together, the better you're going to be as a team and as a partnership. And as Ben said, we've got Big Popey in net now, and he's been terrific for us. You feel so secure with him behind you, so we've sort of formed a nice little partnership at the back there, and it's been working for us. Gaffer just keeps it very simple for us every week. Just do your basics right, and it's been working so far.
Time now to check in again with the Breakfast Show, Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist discussing naturists.
Oh, come on. I'm not having this, Ali. If you live up in the islands, up in the Hebrides, yeah. But not, you know, not in Castle Mill, or not in Drumchapel, or not Bridge Island, or Bridge of Weir, where you are. But no, you can't. No. You sit and weave in the balcony. No.
No, that carries an automatic 6-month jail term up here. That cannot be allowed. I mean, it seriously cannot be allowed. That, are you telling me it's no pun intended, it's on the rise?
Amazing, yeah. And let me tell you, I got told off by the wife the other day for saying it, but we went for a wee walk, you know, and I clocked it with my own eyes. I thought, oh, what is going on? There was Jamie and his Gucci sandals doing the old, you know, digging up weeds with it, and, you know, it was a horrendous sight, I have to tell you.
Listen, I've got to say to you, right, everybody within their four walls can do what they want, right, absolutely. They're entitled to do
what
they want.
In a garden.
Well, particularly if you can see it.
Now, we've got a rabbit and a badger problem here. Now, I don't need that on top of that as well. I don't need three.
I mean, there's an element, there's probably a train of thought that the physique I have, I should be sharing it with the general public. But I don't think that's going to happen, to be quite honest here. I mean, I can't see me tending my own vegetable patch and nothing other than a pair of Versaces. I don't think that's going to happen now.
I know.
Right, we can hear now from the Brighton chief executive, Paul Barber. And he has reiterated the club's desire to complete the current campaign, but warns that a cut-off date will need to be defined soon to ensure that the 2021 season is not materially affected.
It's something which I think all of us are playing over in our minds. And just when you think, well, it must be that day, then, you know, there might be another government announcement that pushes that back or brings it forward or whatever. The reality is we don't know right now. I think, you know, all 20 clubs in the Premier League are still focused as best they can be on completing this season, provided it's safe and provided it doesn't have a material impact on next season. You know, as I've said in a couple of interviews this week, there will come a point when we're going to have to look at where that line in the sand is. I don't know where that line is yet or when that decision has to be reached. But for now, we're still focused, and, you know, we will just simply follow whatever the government guidelines are at the time.
Back now to Glenn Johnson. Here he is picking the best and the worst man managers he played under. This will be interesting.
Best would have to be Harry Redknapp. He's obviously literally one of the lads, you know. I've had him texting me his comments on horses when I've been at horse racing meets and things like that. So he's definitely one of the lads and likes to see the boys enjoy himself. And on to, like you say, the better question, who's the worst? I'd say...
Who's not listening?
Yeah. Worst, I don't know, I'd probably say Benitez. I probably would say Benitez, but it's a difficult one because... Like, because he's good and the worst at the same time. Like, he never tries to be your friend, is why, I mean, he's probably the worst man manager, but he does it in a clever way. He will get the best out of you by not being your friend, whereas Harry would be your mate and get the best out of you that way. So it's not a negative about Benitez, he just does it a different way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. That's interesting, that. I didn't think you would go Benitez, but yeah. Because he never wanted to get close with any of you.
Yeah, but that's also why I loved him, because he used to go to work, he knew how to deal with certain people, but he didn't do it in a friendly way, with an arm around you way. He would, like, he'd bring Torres off at the end of the game, everyone would be saying to Fernando, oh, well done, you got a hat-trick, and Benitez would walk past, he said, yeah, but you should have scored four. You know, yeah, he'd just shut him down, as if to say, yeah, that's not, you should have got four. Like, don't be pleased with three.
Yeah. So he's always someone that likes to push you.
Exactly. So he wouldn't be, like I say, he wouldn't just be your mate. He would, it's hard to explain, but he would get the best out of you by knowing what to say and when to say it, as opposed to having a joke with you.
Mm. Is it a close run thing between Benitez and Mourinho for you?
In terms of what?
Yeah, the guy you least like.
No, I love Benitez.
You loved him?
No, I loved him. Right. Yeah, no, I loved him. He just did it differently.
Right. But Jose wasn't top of your list either, was he?
No, he was as a coach. As a coach, he was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on, Jim.
I'm trying like crazy here, guys. I'm trying like crazy.
TalkSport's Bradley Hayden.
Who?
Bradley Hayden.
Bradley?
Hayden.
Is he new? I've not heard of him before.
I don't know. Anyway, he spoke to Gabby Agbonlahor, who's hoping to raise £10,000 for the NHS by raffling off his match shirt from his last Second City derby appearance, which he scored in. Coincidentally, that game, which Villa won 1-0, happened 3 years ago yesterday. He also spoke about the intense rivalry with Birmingham City.
I was sitting there thinking, and I thought, what about the derby shirt? You know, it's my last derby. I scored in the game, we won 1-0. It'll be something that Villa fans would want to win, you know? And the best way of doing it was a sort of raffle, because I thought to myself, it's hard times for everyone at the moment. You're not going to raise a lot of money through an auction, you know? So I thought, let me do £10 gives you one entry, so £100 gives you 10 entries. So I thought to myself, that's a way of, like, everyone can sort of get involved, you know? And so far, we've had over 350 people enter, which is good so far. Sort of like the Coliseum, aren't you? You're not wanted there. You're the enemy. The build up to the game, the bus coach to the game. You know, you're getting things thrown at the bus. You're coming off the coach. You can feel the tense atmosphere around the ground. You're warming up and getting abuse off the home fans, the St Andrews fans. And then just when you score in that game, it just feels like, it's hard to explain the feeling. The adrenaline running through, yeah, is like crazy. I think after I scored, every goal I scored against Birmingham City, especially at St Andrews, I think I was out of breath for 10 minutes afterwards because of the adrenaline going through me, you know, the celebration that we've done in the away stand. And I think when you score against your arch rivals in a massive game like Aston Villa, Birmingham City, you know you're making that many Villa fans happy, especially the ones in the stadium, you know, that have risked a lot even coming to St Andrews because it's quite a rough place to go. So it's just something that I'll never forget, you know, and I'm really proud of, and I really enjoyed doing.
Simon Jordan here. You and I are both listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast.
Time now to hear from Words of Wisdom on the Drive Time Show with Adrian Durham and Darren Goff here, saying he can't understand why anyone would invent the pole vault. I mean, I don't think they invented it. I don't think they sat behind a desk and went, oh, what can we invent now? Well, I've got a long stick in the garden. Oh, have you got like a big crash mat? I don't think that's what's happened. But anyway, he also said that Daley Thompson may well be Britain's greatest ever athlete.
He was so determined, so focused, and that's why he's obviously one of the greatest athletes of all time. I mean, anybody, you've got to admire it, anybody who does 10 events, surely. I mean, they can try one and you can train your artist to be number one at the 100 metres or the 200 sprint, but to do 10 different disciplines, it's I mean, you've got to admire him. You've got to admire. Plus, we all had the Daley Thompson decathlon game, didn't we? You can all attempt a long jump or throw something, a shot put. 400 metres. High jump's pretty difficult, though, I'll give it that. But then you've got the hurdles. Yeah, we can have a go at that. Discus, you can have a go at that. But the pole vault, you have to run with the pole, stick it in an hole, and then bend it until you fly up and then jump over another thing, which is miles up in the air, 5 metres up in the air, and then land on a mat. It's ridiculous. Whoever invented that event, full stop. Crackers.
Ricky Gervais was on my show last night on the Sports Bar. We played a bit of Ricky at the top of the podcast. Well, we're going to play a little bit more now.
As I've said before, you won't hear me complain. Not when there's nurses and porters and frontline key workers doing 14-hour shifts and I'm stuck in a big house with a garden. So, it's fine. The big change for me is that my gigs are postponed, but so be it. We'll do them when this is all over and people can enjoy it. And apart from that, I'm a writer. I'm getting on with stuff. I don't go out much anyway. There's always enough booze in the house for a nuclear winter, so it's fine. I mean, I'm glad it didn't happen before Netflix, I must say.
I was going to ask, what have you been binge-watching, Ricky, apart, obviously, from your own stuff? Everyone's talking about Tiger King. Have you seen that?
Yeah, watched that. Loved it. Then I watched some after I loved even more. Don't F*** with Cats, which was an extraordinary documentary. Yeah. I've watched Sunderland Till I Die. And as you know, we've discussed this, I'm not a big football fan, but I loved the first series, and the second series was even better. It was fascinating. So I've watched a lot of documentaries. I'm still on with Scandi Noir, or what rather... You know, give me a undercover cop or serial killer series from around the world, and I'm there. Before We Die, I just saw the second series. Alex was fantastic. I'm on the second series of The Bureau, French. So, my evenings are the same: a bottle of wine and 3 hours of the best binge telly you can find.
Last time you were on, I asked you three sports questions, and incredibly, you actually predicted that Liverpool would win the Champions League. So you've got a good record, okay?
Right. I didn't even know that had come true. That's how little I know about stuff.
Right. They did. So question number one, when snooker finally returns, who will win the World Snooker Championship?
I reckon this will be Dennis O'Sullivan.
Okay, all right. Well, you're a fan of Dennis, are you?
Hurricane Davis.
Okay. Right, question number two. When football returns, this will be interesting, who will get relegated from the Premier League? I need three clubs.
Norwich.
Yeah.
Sheffield. Is there a Sheffield in there? No. West Ham. I have no idea.
Do you know what? You might have got two of the three there. That's not bad. Last question.
Good.
Name one big sign that Manchester United will make when the window opens.
I think I'd be foolish. Not to... Sign up. I've got no idea. I've honestly got no idea. Well, I'll say then, Bale.
Okay. Listen, Ricky, I'm a massive fan of yours. Will you come back on the show when you've finished making Ricky Gervais is a funny c***?
Yeah, that's the deal. If I ever make that, I'll come onto a show and you'll have a cameo. I can promise that. Just as sure as Ronnie Man will win the snooker championship,
Bobby Bale will be signed by Man United, and you will be Richard DeMays as a
bloody. Okay, that's enough for me. Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you have a good weekend. Remember, I'm back on Sunday at 9 p.m. for the Transit Express, and then on Monday night from 10 p.m. for the first sports bar of the week. Make sure you look after yourself and take care. Keep your social distancing, 2 meters minimum. Don't touch anything without washing your hands. And above all, gang, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.